Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Laurel Roads.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Bill Belichick is heading back to school, agreeing to a three-year, $30 million deal to become the new head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Belichick was on the Pat McAfee show earlier this week and said if he did take the job, it would be an NFL program at a college level and an education that would get the players ready for their career after football, whether that's the end of their college career or the end of their pro career. Belichick's father, Steve, was an assistant football coach at UNC from 1953 to 1955. Meantime, the NFL announcing the first ever regular season game will be played in Berlin, Germany in 2025 as the league continues to expand its global footprint. The Berlin game will be played at the iconic Olympic Stadium and will mark the fifth regular season game in Germany. The NFL has successfully held regular season games in Munich and Frankfurt since 2022. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare and you want out, you need to get the facts. Wesley Financial Group and its founder, Chuck McDowell, have helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshares permanently, and he may be able to help you too. Call right now. Chuck will send you a timeshare exit information guide free explaining how your timeshare works and all your options for cancellation. You want to call Wesley Financial Group, 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. Once again, 800-761-0000.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
Take that list and head on over to D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where you'll find full stock of Wrangler and Levi men's and women's jeans, jackets, vests, and sweatshirts from Carhartt, high-quality rain gear, and, of course, durable work boots from Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia. And to D&J, special orders are always welcome, and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, December 12th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Update for Nacimiento pipe leak at next Board of Supervisors meeting. Templeton Community Services District swearing in board members. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Public Works Department will be giving an update to the Board of Supervisors regarding the Nacimiento water pipeline repair at Yerba Buena Creek Crossing. The update provides background on the repair efforts as well as an estimated completion date. Repair efforts began after a leak was discovered at the Yerba Buena Creek crossing on July 24th, 2024. A contractor excavated a section of the pipeline underneath Yerba Creek, discovering a 2-inch leak that was caused by corrosion damage. Repairs to the pipeline, according to the report, were finalized in November 2024, with work beginning on November 18th. Public Works anticipates emergency repairs to be completed by the end of December 2024. This update will be given on the December 17th Board of Supervisors meeting, and further updates will be provided until repairs are completed. The Templeton Community Services District's next meeting is Tuesday, December 17th at 7 p.m. The board will swear in its members Naveed Farnadesh, Deborah Logan, and appointed member Chelsea Tyrone. Outgoing board member Jeff English did not seek re-election, but will be recognized at this meeting. On the board's agenda is a review of its mission statement and 2020-23 strategic plan, with the potential to schedule a strategic planning session in 2025. You can attend the CSD's meeting in person or watch online. County Homeless Services Division releases 2025 Community Development Needs Assessment Report. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Board of Supervisors reviewed the results of the 2025 Community Development Needs Assessment Report during a public hearing on Tuesday. Homeless Services Division has released a statement on this report saying they received 918 survey responses for the assessment and conducted several workshops in the region. According to the survey, affordable housing is ranked as the most needed community activity, with 78% of responders citing it as a higher need for the county. Other results include 38% of respondents having a low, very low, or extremely low income, and over 77% of those who sought housing since January 2020 reported difficulties in securing housing. Results from this assessment will inform the 2025 to 2029 Consolidated Plan, which outlines funding priorities for federal community grant programs. San Miguel's 34th Annual Christmas Light Parade is set for next Saturday, December 21st. The parade starts at 6 p.m. on Mission Street in San Miguel, and festivities continue at the fire station with an opportunity to meet Santa Claus. Toys for kids and hot chocolate will be available for all. For those looking to participate in the parade, you can apply online at sanmiguelcsd.org or find an application at the San Miguel Fire Station. Tomorrow night, Atascadero's Winter Wonderland will be bringing 70 tons of snow to the Sunken Gardens area. Here's Terry Banish, Atascadero's Director of Community Services and Promotions, on this event.
Friday, December 13th, 5 to 9 p.m. in the downtown, we will have 70 tons of snow to make that snow slide area. Everybody's involved. All ages can come and enjoy the snow pile areas, the snow slide itself. They can also enjoy the different bounce houses and bungee jumping. We have over 50 vendors in the downtown. We have a ton of our community coming out to sing in the choir and dance. So it involves pretty much everyone, and there's something for everybody to enjoy.
Atascadero's Winter Wonderland is free to enjoy, but don't forget to bring your wallet for some holiday shopping, great food, and extra fun. Entertainment for the evening will feature Atascadero High School's cheer team, the Fine Arts Academy Monarch Choir, 805 Movement and Performing Arts, high school and middle school choirs and bands, and holiday music by Medina Light Show Design. And next week will be holiday magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo. Here's Terry Banish once again on that.
Charles Paddock Zoo, we have our holiday magic that will be featured on the 21st of December, and we'll have a lot of decorations are happening at the zoo. A lot of changes are happening at the zoo. We're getting ready to open a new habitat, so more to come on that. I'm not going to give that away quite yet, but a lot of changes are happening at the zoo, and we're excited to be able to have such a gem in our neighborhood and our backyard to really showcase
In sports for the NFL, Thursday night football, the Rams will face the 49ers. In the NBA, the Rockets beat the Warriors 91-90, the Hawks over the Knicks 108-100. Tonight, the Kings will face the Pelicans, the Pistons will go against the Celtics, and the Raptors will face Miami. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Fire crews able to make a little progress on the Franklin Fire burning in Malibu as calming air conditions have slowed the spread of the flames. Dusty Martin with the Fire's Unified Command says it could be a while before those forced from their homes are allowed to return.
Getting the citizens back into their homes is our number one priority. But to do that, we have to make sure that the area is safe before we can let folks back in.
The fire burning more than 4,000 acres, destroying at least 9 structures. A police officer injured after being struck by a pickup truck. The driver was shot then by police.
One of them was immediately struck by a pickup truck. The pickup truck then tried to strike the second officer. The officers fired multiple rounds at the suspect, and the officer transported, who was struck by the vehicle, to a hospital.
El Cajon Police Lieutenant Keith MacArthur saying the suspect drove the pickup at officers during a retirement ceremony in the police department's parking lot. Facebook and Instagram back up after being down for several hours Wednesday. Jeff Scott, California News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Young farmers and ranchers from across the state gathered at the 2024 California Young Farmers and Ranchers State Conference, where they reaffirmed the importance of collaboration within their communities to boost involvement and address key issues essential to the future of agriculture. The event brought together California Young Farmers and Ranchers members, farmers, ranchers, and agricultural professionals ages 18 to 35 for workshops on critical issues, strategies to strengthen young farmer and ranchers programs, and celebrate member achievements. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Cloudy skies this morning with rain clearing up, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with a partial clearing for the afternoon, highs in the low 60s, southeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Saturday with about a 90% chance of rain, partly cloudy starting Sunday, lasting all the way to Thursday next week. Upper 50s on Sunday, low 60s Monday and Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday, then 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 47 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street is looking at a fresh reading on inflation that offers no relief. Prices at the wholesale level rose more than expected in November. The producer price index was up 0.4%, twice the predicted increase. And for the year ending in November, the PPI was up 3%. Core PPI, excluding food and energy, also rose more than anticipated at 3.4%. Also, more people filed for unemployment benefits last week. New claims rose to 242,000, and those remaining on benefits rose to 1.88 million. Spirits makers have been seeing a pullback in sales, but analysts at UBS say Diageo, maker of Don Julio and Crown Royal, is outperforming its competitors. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jean Coselda, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
All of us at Awalt & Son, Aqua Engineering, wish you a very Merry Christmas and the happiest and healthiest of New Year's. Please join us in saying a prayer for our servicemen and women keeping our country safe. And don't forget our veterans as well. May God bless and keep America safe for us all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Awalt & Son, Aqua Engineering.
For over 87 years, H.M. Holloway has been serving the farmers of Central California, and they very much appreciate your patronage. And H.M. Holloway will continue to offer quality, dependable service. H.M. Holloway, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The psalmist wrote, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south." In this holiday season, I thought this passage was a good reminder for us not to get caught up in the stress and divisiveness we see around us. Let's stop and be thankful for the goodness of God and his mercy, which is everlasting. Those of us who have been born again, which David calls the redeemed, let us say so. What are we saying is so? That the Lord is good, that his mercy is everlasting. It is the Lord that has redeemed us from the power of the enemy. Finally, many families are scattered these days. May we put aside the things that divide us and gather from the north, south, east, and west, and together declare, God is good.
The Astraea Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Stray Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiast. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
How about a little something different or unique under the tree or in a stocking? How about this? A guided trail ride experience on, well, out there, Work Ranch, over 12,000 acres. Also, they offer guided hunts, too. So, a little something, maybe you have it on your bucket list, and certainly something unique to offer someone this holiday season. Go on to the website, the Work Family Ranch, and check it out. And you'll have some fun and enjoy the beauty.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo. 805-544-3565.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. Terry and I and all of our staff at Roosters want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, I happened to run into Santa Claus himself the other day at the shooting range. We discussed how the elves will load the sleigh with those special Christmas presents that require a 10-day background check. So, we decided that you have to start your registration paperwork no later than Saturday, December 13th, so we can release everyone's gifts no later than Monday, December 23rd. We're closing at 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve so that the Roosters crew has time to get those presents to the North Pole for the late night run.
Hi, this is Terry. Don't forget that Roosters has literally everything you need for Christmas, except dinner. From gifts, stocking stuffers, coffee, and tributes to Blue Lives, we have it all. Merry, Merry Christmas to all. May God bless you this season, and please visit us at 98 South Main Street in Templeton and our website at roostersfirearms.com.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Tempe, Arizona cops get a tip. Joseph Hill Jr. could be hiding a body. Cops find a chest freezer in his backyard. When asked about recent deaths in the family, he admits his father died 4 years ago. Police find skeletal remains in the freezer. Joseph Hill admits he hid his father's death because he was afraid of losing the house. Hill, 51, now charged with concealing a body and failure to report a death. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Are you ready to elevate your golf game and experience the beauty of San Luis Obispo County? Introducing the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It's your ticket to an unforgettable golfing season. For just $125, enjoy unlimited access to not one, not two, but three incredible courses: Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek. But there's more.
When you buy your SLO County Golf Card, you receive a free round of golf at Morro Bay, one free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You also celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf through March 29th of next year. Ready to swing into action? Then purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Prices go up January 1st, 2025.
What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast. Created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. SLO County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Dewar in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
Local news update brought to you by the Stove & Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The County Board of Supervisors reviewed the results of the 2025 Community Development Needs Assessment. The assessment received 918 survey responses, where 78% of responders cite affordable housing as a higher need for the county. 77% of responders who sought housing since January 2020 reported difficulties in securing housing. Tomorrow night, Atascadero's Winter Wonderland will be bringing 70 tons of snow to the Sunken Gardens area. This event is free to enjoy, but don't forget to bring your wallet for some holiday shopping, great food, and extra fun. Next week on December 21st is Holiday Magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove & Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden's pardon pen with the biggest one-day act of presidential clemency, commuting the sentences of 1,500 people on home confinement who were let out of prison early during COVID. 39 more pardoned of nonviolent crimes. Incoming border czar Tom Homan meets New York Democrat Mayor Eric Adams today on Adams' invite to talk about how he would begin deporting criminal migrants. Briefings, but no answers to the drone incursions over New Jersey after the Pentagon shot down a New Jersey congressman's suggestion the drones may be coming from an Iranian ship. Residents' minds not eased about the nightly sightings.
It's kind of scary when you're driving down the road at night and you see these lights coming towards you in the sky. You don't know what it is.
And President-elect Donald Trump made the cover. He's the Time Person of the Year. America is listening to Fox News.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, we're going big this December at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. That'll jingle your bells. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday. And hey, welcome to freedom. Ho, ho, ho. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at kjohns.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
Hey, Rini, look who's at table 6 again today.
I know. Even without his suit, you can tell who he is. I think he's trying to figure out why Lynn's pies are so good.
But he's been here every day this week.
Well, I don't think he's trying very hard.
Maybe we should just tell him about your original recipes that use real fruit and just the right touch of real cane sugar.
Never corn syrup.
And that they're handmade right here in Cambria.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you see what he's doing now?
Wait, wait, wait. This is the best part.
Mmm. That's real good.
Smart Santas can order Lynn's handmade fruit pies and food gifts to be shipped anywhere in California and the United States by phone and at lynnsfruitbin.com. You can find Lynn's handmade pies at your local Central Coast grocery store and the Costco freezer section to bake at home for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
I'm Renelle Baldwin, CEO and founder of Dignified Hope Care. Our company has been providing exceptional care to seniors across the Central Coast from Paso to Orchid for over 8 years. We are the only caregiving company to have all licensed care staff that are EMTs, CNAs, and medical assistants. Along with having a nursing staff that can assist in medication management or nursing shift needs. Our company has expanded care needs to include post-op care for plastic surgery patients, new mother care, and now we have a red light therapy room in our downtown slow office on Marsh Street. This light therapy has been known to stimulate faster healing after surgery and illnesses. Quality and not quantity is how we ensure our patients are best cared for. Call us at 805-510-1234 or go to dignifiedhopecare.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. We've had some light rain this morning, and then we'll have partly cloudy skies, upper 50s, and some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low 40s, little clouds of sunshine, low 60s on Friday, about an 85 to 90% chance of some rain Saturday before noon. Highs for the remainder of Saturday in the upper 50s, upper 50s sunny on Sunday, low 60s Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday mostly sunny, mid-60s, and a week from today, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down. 7:04 a.m., 4:51 p.m. It's 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass, and you will love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. All right, this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Sound Off, Karen will have Mr. Colab himself. Mike Brown will keep you up to date on what those rascals in San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors are up to. All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. We are on the backstretch and headed for home.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while. Not much. How about you? I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted talk to
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Well, that's what we're here for, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. And let's see here. It says on this drone stuff, if a drone were to crash into a sensitive habitat or natural resource, it could cause significant damage or even introduce pollutants to the ecosystem. Furthermore, the batteries used in drones can have harmful effects if not disposed of properly, potentially contaminating the environment. All righty, to the phone line we go. It's why we're here. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Sitting at 0.2 inches of rain right now out here in Creston.
Okay.
Just a little bit, but it got everything wet. My cats all got run back in the house. And I hope, who's taking Debbie's place on the Board of Supervisors?
Heather Moreno.
Oh, that is a good one. That's right. She was the mayor of Atascadero.
Yes, she was the mayor, served on the council before she became mayor, so she's been doing this for, a few years.
Well, listening to her, over time, she seems pretty conservative.
Heather's sensible.
Yeah. It just sounds like her decisions have been pretty good ones, at least in my opinion.
I think she does a good job of weighing the decisions. Remember, I think she's an accountant by trade, so you know how those people are. And that's not... Well, no, it's a compliment. It's not a negative.
Yeah, that's what my wife was. My wife did accounting when I met her.
So, some people just have a knack, and let's just say due diligence. She
every I gets dot. I mean, you dot every I and cross every T.
Yep. Heather's... She's from, I don't know her personally. I just know her because she's been in the limelight, so to speak, because of council and the mayor. But listening to her reasons for her decisions, you can, at least for me, they're well thought out and they're just not willy-nilly.
Right, exactly. She's a thinker and fairly intelligent person, which is good.
Well, the other thing it's one of those is that whether you agree or disagree with the decision, when you listen to certain people, and Heather's one of them, you'd say, okay, I know that she's doing this, what she thinks is the best, and she did her homework at least. I may not agree with it, but I can accept the reason why she gave.
Yeah, and it's better than the guy that leads the Board of Supervisors, I'll tell you that.
Well, he keeps getting elected, so figure it out.
I can't figure it out. I'm not going to say I give up. I have always voted, and I always will vote. But and this last time was kind of a pain. So, taking away our voting place, I've been going there for 25 years.
Okay, now, I know that someone may call in on this, but and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, because I think there was some monkey business regarding that. However, given that some of the voting locations were changed, isn't it still our obligation to just go ahead and do it? And the reason why, because I play these little games with myself when I, in particular places like a gym, where people complain that it's too hot or too cold, I always go to our fighting men in history. I think of the, I lost it. The Battle of the Bulge. The Battle of the Bulge, where men...
They damn near froze to death.
Yes, those men, they froze to death. They lost toes, extremities, and so forth. They went on, and they carried out their duty. So I understand the inconvenience. Again, I'm playing devil's advocate here. But instead of whining about it, just go ahead and do it and overcome the nonsense that was pulled on the people in these districts.
Well, no, that didn't. Me and all the people I know, and quite a few up here, we all voted in different ways. Not one of them, I think, went to the church in Atascadero.
Mm-hmm.
We all voted early. And I went to the Republican headquarters in Atascadero, my wife and I dropped ours off, plus the neighbors, into the box, and within 2 days we got the email that said it was counted.
Okay.
Well. Or taken in. That's what we did. Normally we would go to the poll.
Right.
But that would have been on voting day, and then I had heard that we should get in there early and get those things in, and it helps eliminate cheating. That's
so,
what I'd heard.
All right, so again, I'm playing devil's advocate here. What's the difference of driving 5 miles or 15 miles?
a lot. It's because you have to come back to we're among the elderly group here.
So
and every gallon of gas I buy, is food I don't eat. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not crying about it.
All right, now
I live.
All right, now this is where I get a little maybe not on line with this. You're not starving. And my point.
Not at all. No, not at all. But, and also it's wear and tear in the car.
Okay. I understand all that. But I'm going back to my point. Aren't there some times that we have to make the sacrifices? And again, I know, I suspect that this was deliberate to try and keep people from voting. But at the end of the day, it's about winning and exercising your right. And then coming up, and I don't think this is the correct word, but I'll just use it anyway. Coming up with the excuse that I'm going to put more wear and tear on my tires, I won't be able to eat, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think that carries any weight.
Well, I know a lot of people up here, they were all very upset.
Okay.
And
I was too. I was too. I couldn't even go. My polling place wasn't even open.
Yeah, I know. I hear you on the radio.
But
so,
and it would have been a 40-minute drive, and I was willing to do it because that's my responsibility.
You know, I'm going to add something here. It doesn't really make any difference, but I gave 6 years of my life to the U.S. Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was in the service, and I did things that I wasn't happy about.
Okay,
but I did them.
Okay,
and I did them diligently.
Okay.
So I did. I have known some sacrifice in my life.
Okay.
Because when you're in the military, you do what you're told to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have freedom. You're not. I talk to young people up here that says, I think I might go in the service. And I'll look at them and I'll say, does it bother you that somebody tells you what time to go to bed, what time to get up, what you're going to eat, and they'll let you out on the weekends if you're good? Will you put up with that? And they go, well, heck no. And I says, no, go in the military, because that's how it is. You're not free, and you don't want to get a dishonorable discharge. That's just like a felony. That ruined your whole life. So I know people that did screwy things to get thrown out of the Navy, but
would you do it?
Screwed up, in my opinion,
would you do it again?
That's a hard question. To get the experiences that I had that you couldn't get any other way, like driving a ship for 4 hours in a typhoon, I did that. And, when I'm like 19 years old. I think I would. And I've been, a lot of places in the world that I would never go to normally. So, a lot of experiences. A lot of my life is built on what I did then.
Okay, so I'm assuming that you've probably heard Al on Fridays and the fact that he spent most of his adult life in the military.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with Al.
Okay, so he has said that he would not recommend anyone joining today's military. So, given that, when I asked the question, and I know we're Monday quarterbacking here, in today's political climate, would you join?
That's really a hard one, because my attitude, my opinion, oh God, that's so many. I'm 81 years old. I'm not a kid anymore, and I've had a lot of life experiences since the service. So that's a tough one. I mean, like I said, I told you that I talk to young people and I tell them what the military's like, and I said if you're willing to put up with that, go join. That's the only thing I could say that might be a limitation on somebody joining.
You know what I would find interesting about that, when you talk to these young people and saying to you, be told what to eat, what how to dress, et cetera, et cetera. I wonder what their political bend is, because we know that a certain political party wants to tell us how to do everything in our life.
That's true.
So I wonder if they're saying, well, no, I wouldn't want to do that. Well, let's just assume some of these people were liberals or progressives. Then, you know,
I don't know what they are at that age. Yeah, you know, I'm talking about people under 21 years old.
No,
I talk to.
I know. I'm just doing a you know, suppose here. Suppose they don't want all those things being told what to do, but yet they're voting for people that tell you what kind of vehicle you should buy, what you need to put on your house, what you can and cannot do. I wonder if there's, if they realize what they're doing.
Yeah, I've never equated that to being in the service, but being in the service is a whole lot worse than what we're facing right now as civilians. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I mean, you are basically a slave. And you have sometimes idiots for leaders. I mean, one of my equivalent to a lieutenant, he did not like me. And for the last 2 years I was in the service, I had to put up with him. And I did some little things to really annoy him because he really, you know, screwed with me. But you know, you're stuck when you get somebody like that.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. Had I been in, I would have been thrown out.
You wouldn't want to get thrown out because that's, like I said, it's, I don't know if you've heard about that, but a dishonorable discharge is just like a felony, and it stays on your record forever. And you would have trouble getting work. You would have a lot of trouble. You don't want a dishonorable discharge.
I'm not so sure in today's world that would matter.
I don't know. You might, you know, look at employers whether they.
Well, yeah, but
you had a dishonorable on your record. Whether.
Yeah, but now you can't ask a lot of the questions that you were able to 15, 20 years ago on somebody's history.
Can you ask if they have a felony?
No.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, you employ people. I don't know. I never been in a position to employ people.
But one of the things you do or should do is that when somebody sits down in your office and just let them talk, most people reveal. And they may not come out with the exact information you may be looking for, but you can kind of figure out. So you just let them go. Because
I used to hire, in a sense, when I was a manager several times in my career, and I would hire people, technical people, and I could set them down in front of me, and in 20 minutes, I could know whether they were going to be any good or not.
Yeah.
And like you said, because I like to talk, and I would just talk about anything, and they get into the conversation, and you figure it out.
That's right. They start to bounce and reveal, and you go, okay, thank you very much. see you later.
Yeah. Give you a call.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm going to get off of here and let somebody else get in anyway. And
all right. Well, thank you for your call.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Same here. All right, on the email, Drone Facts. Kevin, some people use their drones to capture video and an imagery from perspectives otherwise not achievable. Some people are responsible and sensitive to others' privacy. Some people do the same with their phones. Note the Paso Park restroom. Well, some people are responsible. Some aren't. Okay. Drones are banned in national parks. Yellowstone's had too many crash into beautiful cauldrons and contaminated them. Movies and commercials use drones instead of helicopters, cheaper. They also have the ability to track, follow, or lock on to almost any subject and capture stills or videos. Most amateurs' drones have fly times of 30 to 40 minutes max. A drone under 249 grams does not need a licensed pilot to fly over. Well, the part about the responsible and some aren't, we live in a society now where a higher percentage aren't responsible and invade people's spaces or privacy. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Def.
Hey, I was listening to Lars Larson last night talking about the drones.
Mm-hmm.
He said that they're about the size of an SUV. These aren't little drones.
Right.
And he said they're undetectable with radar also.
My question is, Daff, I don't know if you've heard it, and if Lars brought it up, because I'm in bed by the time he comes on, is why doesn't somebody with whatever agency just take these damn things out of the sky?
Yeah, what he was saying was that, you know, because they're size of an SUV, if they got shot down, how would you like one of those coming through your house? That's one of the things he said.
Okay.
And then, but I can't see why they can't shoot them down if they're not over a house and they're not even trying. I'm thinking that they're saying that they think that the Iranians are behind it, and I could see where they're testing how we're reacting to the drones floating around here and there, and if they see that, you know, we got kind of have our eyes closed, they're going to send drones over that have weapons on them and attack us.
Well, remember the balloon flying over here on the West Coast a couple of years ago? We didn't do anything for a long time.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's.
I mean, and I don't understand it. I don't. I mean, with all the technology in the world, I gotta believe that there's a way to get these things down, and get them out of there, and trace who it is, and do whatever.
Lars Larson was saying that they're not even trying to figure out. They're not even trying to figure it out. They haven't figured out where they're, you know, they're not doing anything about it. It was what he was saying. It's just unbelievable.
Well, it is unbelievable.
Yeah, they put weapons on those things. Another Pearl Harbor, 9/11. It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well. Well, somebody said poison on him, but yeah, I mean, okay. So this brings up to a thought is that, okay, so you don't want to shoot them down because apparently they're near residential area and you'll have these parts going all over the place or whatever. But they can't fly 24/7, can they?
I think that they are limited. He said that they're programmed. He thinks, you know, to go where they're going. Yeah.
Okay, is there some kind of liquid that could be put on them to dismantle them?
I don't know.
Well, somebody knows.
Yeah. Hey, you know on the spanking, you know on the...
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, I heard a story. I think they were talking about Kansas where they still like to do spanking, but it was kind of funny in that they mentioned that when somebody... you know, wants to spank their kid, that they call the sheriff to come over and witness it to make sure that it's done properly and not they don't go overboard.
Well, I think the effect of having to wait for that after the kid does something is not as effective as the immediate response.
I'm sure glad I got spanked when I was a kid. I mean, I deserved it all.
Well, yeah, I deserve it, but I wasn't necessarily happy about it.
Oh, yeah. When I went to the Georgia Brown School, I remember a few times they'd say, okay, go to the office and go see Mr. Butler, the principal. Oh, it was so scary. He whacked me a couple times.
Mr. Hogan in Louisville had the paddle on the wall. Got to go, Daff. Thanks.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The 34th annual Christmas Light Parade is set for Saturday, December 21st in San Miguel. The parade starts at 6 p.m. on Mission Street in San Miguel, and festivities continue at the fire station with an opportunity to meet Santa Claus. For those looking to participate in the parade, you can apply online at sanmiguelcsd.com or find an application at the San Miguel Fire Station. The Templeton CSD will swear in its new board members in the next meeting on Tuesday, December 17th at 7 p.m. Members Naveed Fardadesh, Deborah Logan, and appointed member Chelsea Tyrone will be sworn in. Outgoing member Jeff English will also be recognized. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on a sound off. Mr. Mike Brown from COLAB, keep you updated on what's going on from the Board of Supervisors and beyond in some cases. All right, be careful. Roads are a little wet. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.